Did you ever have those containers that were made out of wood for carrying water? Kind of open at the top.
Well, there could have been such things that made, but we didn't use nothing like that.
Oh, really? What were they called? Do you know what people called them back then? Did they ever call them buckets or pails or?
You mean those wooden?
Mm-hmm. The wooden ones. Sometimes they're made out of cedar.
Yeah, they're made out of cedar. Only thing I know is a water bucket.
Okay, sure. Would you ever put carry milk in a cedar bucket? Or would you have something else for carrying milk?
The most out of milk is a toy is made out of earthen bowls, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And the that they had earthen bowls. I never shall forget those bowls.
Pardon me?
So I never will forget those bowls. But the worst weapon ever I had in all my life, I got one from earthen bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I was young, you know. My father and mother had a regular place where they put the milk. It's called a shell. It's up kind of high.
Oh, the shell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shell. They had four or five bowls sitting on top of that shell.
Uh-huh.
And when the milk at mornings, the stream put in those bowls, see, to make the cream.
Uh-huh.
If it's going to use any milk otherwise, they wouldn't put them in bowls up there. And I call myself smart, see.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be getting that cream over the bowls and they would know it. They never know if it's coming cream.
Mm-hmm.
I get the store, the chest up high. I wouldn't dip it off. But 10 o'clock, before they started cooking dinner or something like that, cream would then rose on that milk, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't understand how that cream would disappear.
What'd they say?
I cough it, and we use no spoon or nothing.
Uh-huh.
I put my head on that bowl and drink all that cream off. And finally it caught me. I reached over too far and turned over the bowl and made a noise.
Oh.
And here it come in there. And there I was, done drink, caught with me right there.
What did they say to you?
Oh, they beat me to death, I know. You told me the worst cooking I ever had.
Couldn't sit down for a week, huh? Well, what did they use? They use plum sweat?
Yeah, huh? Peach trees.
Oh.
We had peach trees, you know.
What were there different kinds of peaches that you grew? I mean, was there one that the seed would cling to the meat of the peach?
Yes, it had a peach of that kind. It had a peach of that kind.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was called?
I can't remember the name of it.
Was it a clingstone peach, maybe, or cling peach?
I just can't name any of it.
Hmm. Okay.
But they had the different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
They really didn't get no big ones. It's ordinarily small, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No great big ones. Not the kind here. The most of them were kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had a deep, reddish-looking skin. I mean, inside. And some had a yellow inside.
What the? Do you know if you ever had those peaches where you just break them open and the seed fall out?